Masha hummed softly.
On the seashore, a green oak stands, a golden chain wound round that oak, a golden chain wound round that oak.
You're not very joyful today, Masha.
Masha gets up and puts on her hat.
Where are you going?
Home. Extraordinary.
Leaving a Saint's Day party.
It doesn't matter. I'll be back tonight. Goodbye, my sweet Arisha. Again, I wish you be well, be happy.
Masha kisses Irina.
When Father was alive, we had 30 or 40 officers here on our saints' days. Lots of commotion. Today there's a man and a half, desolate as a desert. I'm off. I'm melancholy. I'm not happy today. Don't listen to me.
Masha laughs through her tears.
Later we'll talk. Goodbye for now, my sweet. I must go somewhere.
That's so like you.
I understand, Masha.
When a man philosophizes, it might be philosophy or sophistry, but when a woman philosophizes, or two of them, then pull my finger.
So Yoni pulls on his own finger while making a rude noise.
What are you saying, you dreadful person?
Not a thing. He had not time to gasp before the bear had him in his grasp.
Olga is sniveling.
Olga, stop!
Anfisa, the Prozorov's old nanny, enters. Ferapont, a porter who works for the local council, follows her, carrying a cake.
This way, my good man. Come in. Your boots are clean. Irinushka, from the district council, from Mikhail Ivanovich Protopopov, a cake.
Thank you. Thank him.
Irina takes the cake.
How's that?
Thank Protopopov for me.
Nanny, dear, give him some pie. Ferapont, go on, they'll give you pie.
What?
Come, Ferapont, my good soul. Come on.
Anfisa goes out with Ferapont.
I do not like that Protopopov, Mikhail Potapitsky. He should not be invited.
I didn't invite him.
Good.
Jeputikin enters, followed by an orderly carrying a silver samovar.
A samovar? Oh, no.
Olga, upset, covers her face with her hands. There is a general murmur of surprise and displeasure.
Ivan Romanovich, my dove, what were you thinking?
I told you.
Olga retreats upstage to the dining room.
Ivan Romanovich, you simply have no shame.
My dear girls, my darlings, you are all that I have. You are my most precious treasures on earth. I'll be 60 soon. I'm an old man, a lonely, useless old man. There is nothing good about me except my love for you, and if not for you, I'd be dead long ago. Eurysia, my dearest child, I've known you since the day you were born. I held you in my arms. I loved your dear departed mother.
But why such an extravagant present?
Jeputikin is angry and tearful.
Extravagant present? Never! Take the samovar in there!
The orderly, following the doctor's instructions, carries the samovar into the dining room.
Extravagant present!
Anfisa enters.
My dears, the new colonel is here. He took off his overcoat, children. He's coming in. Irisha, be charming and polite, child. Oh, the food should be on the table by now. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Anfisa exits.
Vershinin.
Vershinin enters.
Lieutenant Colonel Vershinin.
Ladies, may I introduce myself? Alexander Ignatievich Vershinin. Very glad to meet you at last. How much you've grown. My, my.
Do sit down. We're delighted to have you.
How glad I am. How pleased. But there were three sisters. I remember three little girls. I don't remember your faces, but that Colonel Prozorov, your father, had three little girls. I saw them with my own eyes. How time flies. My, my, how time flies.
Vershinin is from Moscow.
From Moscow? You're from Moscow?
Yes. Your father was battery commander there, and I was an officer in his brigade.
Vershinin addresses Masha.
Your face. I think I might remember you.
I don't remember you at all.
Olya! Olya! Olya, come!
Olga comes downstage into the sitting room.
Lieutenant Colonel Vershinin is from Moscow.
Ah, then you are Olga Sergeyevna, the eldest. And you, Maria. And you are Irina, the youngest.
You're from Moscow?
Yes, I studied in Moscow. Began my service there. I served there a long time, and now I've been transferred to command the battery here. I don't exactly remember you individually. I remember that you were three sisters. Your father I remember well. I can shut my eyes and see him as if he were alive in front of me. I used to visit you in Moscow.
I was sure I remembered everything, and now suddenly...
My name is Alexander Ignatievich.
Alexander Ignatievich, from Moscow. What a Saint's Day surprise!
We're moving back there soon.
We hope to be there by fall. It's our hometown. We were all born there. Of old Basmanay Street.
Olga and Arina laugh with delight.
Someone from our town. Now I remember. Olya, remember? They called him the lovesick major. You were a lieutenant then, but everyone teased you and for some reason called you major.
That's right, yes. The lovesick major, that is right.
You had only a mustache then. Oh, how much older you look. How much older.
Yes, in those days I was young and in love. Now my life is different.
You haven't a single gray hair. You're older, but not old.
I'll be 43. How long ago did you leave Moscow?
11 years. Why are you crying, Masha? Don't... Now I'm crying too.
I'm all right. What street did you live on?
Old Basmania.
That's our street.
At one time I was living in Yemetsky Street. I used to walk to the Red Barracks. On the way there was a grim bridge over where the river roars. A lonely man feels sad in his soul. Here you have a broad, splendid river, a marvelous river.
Yes, but it's cold. Cold and there are mosquitoes.
Oh, no. You have a wonderful, healthy Slavic climate. Forest, river, and birches. Charming, peaceful birches. I love them the most. It's good living here. The only strange thing is that the railway station is 15 miles away, and no one knows why.
I know why.
Everyone looks at Captain Salioni.
Because if the station had been near, it would not have been far. And since it's far, that's because it's not near.
There is an awkward silence.
Always joking, Vasily Vasilievich.
Now I do remember you. I remember.
I knew your dear mother.
She was a good woman. Rest in peace.
Mama's buried in Moscow.
In Novodevichy.
Would you believe it? I'm beginning to forget her face. No one will remember us either. They'll forget us.
Yes, they'll forget us. That is our fate. Nothing anyone can do about it. What seems to us serious, significant, of the greatest importance, a time will come when it will all be forgotten or seem meaningless. The fascinating thing is that we can't possibly know what will be considered sublime and necessary, and what will seem trivial and absurd. Didn't the discoveries of Copernicus or Columbus at first seem useless? Pointless, while some nonsense written by a charlatan seemed reliable and true. And maybe aspects of our present life, which we accept without question, will in time seem ignorant, strange, corrupt, maybe even insane.
Who knows? Maybe they will call our age elevated and remember us with respect. Nowadays we have no torture, no executions, no invasions, but still so much suffering.
Salioni makes a rude, high-pitched sound as if calling geese.
Don't feed the Baron food. He only eats philosophy.
Captain Salioni, I ask you to leave me in peace. This is boring.
The Baron moves to a different seat and addresses Virginian.
The suffering that we see now, even though there is much of it, does show us that society has achieved a certain moral level.
Yes, yes, of course.
You said just now, Baron, that our age will be called elevated, but people are still small.
Chaputikin stands.
Look how small I am.
We hear a violin playing.
That's Andre, our brother, playing the violin.
He's the scholar in the family. We expect him to become a professor. Papa was a military man, but Andre chose an academic career.
As father wished.
We've been teasing him. We think he's in love.
With a young lady from here. She'll be coming today, probably.
Oh, how she dresses. It's not that her clothes are ugly or merely unfashionable. They're sad. A bright yellow skirt with a long fringe and a bright red blouse, and her cheeks are so scrubbed red. Andre cannot be in love with her. I won't believe it. He does have some taste. He's having fun, teasing us, pretending to be a fool. I heard yesterday that she's marrying Protopopov, the chairman of our district council. Thank goodness. Andre, come out here for a minute.